In the Pasha we learned yesterday, Pasha Zachimais, we have the Pasuk, V'isha benidas tumasun le'sikra v'legalnis avasa. This is the Mrs. Leisa say of the Issa Nida. It's Issa Bia with the Nida. And Tzchayev Karas also. And this Pasuk, in a certain way, I think is a unique lav in the Torah, different than other lav in the Torah. We're going to see soon why. In the Torah, there's two other laven in the Torah, which also comes from seeing dam. This anida comes when the isha sees dam. There's two other mitzvahs in the Torah that come when the isha sees dam. One of them is the mitzvah of zava, at the end of Pasha Mitzvah. The zava is also when the isha sees dam. We're going to see the chilek soon. And the other is the mitzvah of tumas yeledes. The yeledes also sees dam, and she's tummy. The Rambam zokt in Perek Vav Hilchos Bi Alach Aleph that these three damim, the dam nida, and the dam ziva, and the dam yeledes, is be'etzem one dam. In chush, you don't see any chilek. It's all the same dam, and the dam comes from the same part of the isha. It comes from the makar. It comes from mayin echad. And the only chilek, the Rambam says, what creates the chluki dinim? Because they have a completely different set of halachas, each one. Dam nida, dam ziva, and yeledes, each one has a different set of halachas. What creates the chilek if it's all the same dam? It's like the Rambam, zman bilvad hu sheishtan adinai. The whole nafkamina is the zman when the isha sees the dam. And we're going to see soon how the cycle works. The Gemara says indeed that if I am bezim at all, if that echad osi yoyim should be nida l'nida l'ochmash misinai. It's l'ochmash misinai that dam ziva, a zava, comes from seeing dam at a different time of the cycle. The cycle works, first you have yimei nida, you have zayin yomim when the isha sees dam, that's called dam nida. Then you have yudal fiyim, 11 days, which is dam ziva. We'll go into it a little bit more soon, but basically, again, it depends on the time of the cycle. If you see dam in the time of Yimei Nida, then it's a Nida, and if you happen to see dam, if the Isha sees dam in the time of Yimei Ziva, those 11 days, then it's dam Ziva. What's the chiluk? So the Rambam explains, right, over the Imperik Vav, through Halacha Ches, he goes through the basic halachas, the basic chalukim between dam Nida and dam Ziva. Basically, the chiluk is, dam Nida is Tamei 7 days. No more, no less. Midaraisa, for dam nida, you don't need shiv nekiyim. We're used to the halachas of shiv nekiyim, but we're going to see soon that's a halacha in zava, not halacha in nida. Dam nida, if she sees dam one day, she's tamei 7 days. Even though the next 6 days is naki, but you have to finish off the full 7 days. If the isha sees dam for 3 days, she has to finish off 4 more days, a total of 7 days. If she sees dam 5 days, you wait 2 more days, and then the isha goes to mikvah, is tevelas. And then she's tar. It's always 7 days, no more, no less. It actually could be more than 7 days if she sees dam more than 7 days. You have to, when the dam stops, let's say she sees dam for 8 days, she'll be in nida for 8 days. And then go to mikvah. But if she sees dam less than 7 days, the tumah is exactly for 7 days. Dam ziva, when she sees dam during that 11-day period, which is the time in the cycle when she could become a zava, then we have a halach like this. If she sees dam one day, she's a zava katana, it's called. She only has to wait 1 day to be naki. So she'll be tamei b'sach hakol 2 days. She'll be tamei the day she saw dam, and she'll be tamei the next day, which is shemer siyum k'neged yom, and then go to mikvah. She sees dam 2 days. She's also zavak tana, and when she sees dam 2 days, the same halacha. Shemer siyum k'neged yom. It's only 1 day naki. So she'll be tamei b'sach hakol 3 days. She'll be tamei the 2 days she saw dam. And the third day will be Shemer Siyam K'neged Yom, and then she'll go to mikvah. She's only tummy for 3 days. But if she sees dam for 3 days, that's already Zav Gedoyla. And the Zav Gedoyla has a halacha of Shiv Nekiyim. Once she's Zav Gedoyla, she doesn't become Taha until she has 7 days straight Naki. So in this case, when she saw dam for 3 days, she'll be tummy for 10 days. She'll have 3 days of when she saw dam, and then 7 more days to be naki. So that will be a total of 10 days. If she saw dam for 4 days, she'll need shiv nekiyim, so it'll be 4 and 7, it'll be 11 days. If she sees for 5 days, it'll be 5 and 7 of shiv nekiyim, it'll be tamei for 12 days. And this is more what we're ruggling. If a zava sees for 7 days, she'll be tamei for 14 days. She needs shiv nekiyim. If any time during shiv nekiyim, she sees dam, it's a seris minyana, it breaks the count, and she has to start over the shiv nekiyim. So these are basically the chalukim between Nida and Zava. Each one has a chumra, each one has a kula. Nida has a chumra that even from one re'iyah, she's tummy 7 days. If she be a Zava, from one re'iyah, she'd be tummy only 2 days. And Lidach, Zava has a chomer that you need Shiva Nikim, you don't have that by Nida. There's a Rambam, another Shulchan Rambam pegged down, which is, I think, a Mordechai Rambam. Rambam zogt, Ve'echadabo al Nida, Ve'echadabo yeledes, Oya Zava. Hakol the chorus. All three are chayiv chorus. It's a Nida, it's a Zava, and it's a yeledes, all chayiv chorus. Nema benida, Shiva Shem Tibi Nidasa. By Nida it's called, the Torah calls the Lashon of Nida. Ubezava nema kol yimei zev tumasa k'mei nidasa tiyeh. That brings down, by Zava also the Torah calls it a Nida. By Zava the Torah says, should be tamei k'mei nidasa. And by Yeledes, the Rambam says also, the Torah says, k'mei nidas dvoisa titma. The Torah calls it a Yeledes also a Nida. What's the Rambam saying over here? So I think the Rambam is saying, a big chiddush, the Rambam is saying, if I'm still going to shtickle kasher, really, if you look in the Torah, you'll find by neither, like we said, there's a pasuk in this week's Sedra, my sikra of galas of asa. The Torah says beferish is suri bia, and the Torah says beferish at the end of the pasha that the nichus and nafasha is oisays that these this is part of arayis and neither is chayiv karis. But if you look in the pasha of zava in the end of Metzora, it doesn't say anywhere that there's an isubia. All it says by zava is that she's tamei. It doesn't say any lav. There's no lav to be bought al zava. If you look at the Pasha of Yeledes also, it just says Yeledes Zacha, we know when she has a Zacha, she's tummy for 7 days. When she has an Akeva, she's tummy for 14 days. But it doesn't say a lav. There's no lav in the Torah. It doesn't say there's an Isabia. But it doesn't say any curse. So how do you know that there's a lav, there's Isabia? So that's what I think this Rambam is saying. The Rambam brings down the reason why there's Isabia and this occurs is because the Torah calls it a Nida. Even though it's a whole separate Pasha, but since the Torah calls it a Nida, that's why it's chayv. That's why it's a lav. This would be, and that's why it's chayv karis. Meduchzach in Gan Shas, you don't find this drasha. The Rambam Mechayv is learning out from Nida that zava and yeledes is also this would be, and also chayv karis. But this drasha, I don't think it's a drasha anywhere in Shas. I looked in the Kiyas Melach from Chaim Kanyevsky. Chaim Kanyevsky has half of the Gesefa, where he goes to Kmat every halacha in the Rambam, and he writes Mekoris for the Rambam that are not brought down by the Nesi Kalim. He'll say, this Rambam is a Yishalmi, this Rambam is Makar is a Zoya Kurdish. You can say the course of Zoya Kurdish as Makar is for the Rambam. Sefra, Sefriz, other Makar is. And on this Rambam, where does the Rambam get this drasha? That we know the whole Makar, there's an Isabi on a Zava, an Isabi on a Yeledis. Where's the Rambam? He learns that from Nida, where does he get it from? So the Chaim, the only thing he writes there is, say, Sefta Perik Aleph, Megil and Allah Chir Aleph. So I looked in the Tesefta. Tesefta says over there, Ein Bein Zava and Nida and Lakabin. The only thing the Tesefta says is that the only chug between a Zava and a Nida is a carbon. We're going to write that by a Zava, she brings a carbon also. So I think if I'm saying, you see from this that Benegay Kuris, they're the same. Benegay Suribiyah, they're the same. So this might be a Mokka that they're the same, but the Drusha, we don't see. So I was happy to see that I was right. It's not a Gemara anywhere. I didn't think it was a Gemara anywhere, but like if you're lying in Chan Kinesi's Bekiyas, there's Taka not a Gemara anywhere. And the Rambam seems to be making his own Drusha. But this, because what kind of drush is this? Is this a gzeir shava? Because it says neither here and it says neither here, so we learn out neither from neither. That's what's so shreya, because there's a bavusta halacha, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Samachvav, in other places, ain't of them done gzeir shava matzmai. A person cannot make his own gzeir shava. Elam can keep him rabbi, mesinai. Gzeir shava has to be a kabbalah from Hasinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Hasinai, he brought two Torahs, Torah Shabbaksa, Torah Shabbalpeh. And Torah Shabbalpeh, one of the things that was said over was how to dash in the Torah. It says, when you see this word here and this word there, you're going out gzeir shava, and you're going out this pasha from that pasha. But if it wasn't brought down, if there's no kabbalah, Messiah from Hasinai, then we can't make gzeir shava ourselves. So what's the Rambam saying? So in the Duch Sech, the Rambam is not making gzeir shava, and the Rambam Taka doesn't have a mocha for this, but the Rambam is just saying, it's Pshut Shemikra. Thus stated in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying, by Zava, Kimei Nidas Devasa. It has a din of Nida. This is Nida. And the Rambam is saying, by Yeled, this also, unless the Torah calls it a Nida. This is a Nida. So it's not a drasha, that this alone is a Nida. And I saw the Mechas Chinuch, his Lashon is also, when on the Mitzvah of Nida, in the Mitzvah Reish Zayin, Ois Aleph, on the Lav of Habor and Isha Nida, the Michas Chinuch writes a Lashon, Balavza nichlo gam ken kol yeledes bein yeledes zachav, yeledes nekeva, v'zava ketan, v'zava gedoyla, habole in chayib nishum lavze. He also names on this way, v'chein hu b'ram perik dal ha misri bi alach ha-beis, he quotes this Rambam. He says, you see, he learns the Rambam that it's nichlal, the issa of nida, the issa of zava and yeledes. So just to have a little bit of havon in these three parshiyos of nida, zava, and yiradus, even it's a moedig achidish when you think about it, because really a zava is not a nida, and it cannot be a nida because it's a different time of the cycle. In this period of time, you cannot have a din nida, but you still are over the lav of nida. The lav in the Torah, where the Torah asks it, the Isuribiyah, you're over b'mei zava, which cannot be a nida, but you are over the lav of nida. Same thing in Yeladis. That's when it's a whole different set of halachas, but that's when you're over the lav of nida, which is a b'chidish. And this would be good. The Mishnah, the beginning of Masechta Krisis, the Mishnah lists Shleish Meshesh Krisis. The Mishnah says there are 36 Krisis in the Torah, and one of the 36, the Mishnah counts as Val Nida. The Mishnah doesn't say Haboha Zava. The Mishnah doesn't say Haboha Yeledes, which is also B'chayiv Karis. The way we're saying it's very good, because a Zava and Yeledes is not its own Karis. The Chiv Karis of Haboha Zava and Haboha Yeledes is the Chiv Karis of Shtei by Nida. That's what you're about.
Also.
Yeah.
So Nida means anyone the Torah calls a Nida. So even though we have a separate Shem for Nida and Zava, Zava could also be called a Nida.
Okay, so is it one mitzvah or three mitzvahs?
So it's one mitzvah. Anything that the Torah calls a Nida.
Oh, but in the Tayag mitzvahs, this is my own other shagar, in the Tayag mitzvahs is counted as three mitzvahs. They all call three mitzvahs, and each one has a whole separate set of halachas. Whole separate, Lamashal Nida has Shivan Akiyim, Nida is different time. Right.
But what's the seven mitzvah? What part of it?
That's what I'm asking.
But the issa bia could be one. The issa bia is also considered three. It's also love yal, that's what it says. Three mitzvahs, so it's a mitzvah of ziva, to be minus ziva, to tell Avek, Yeledes. But that is, afterwards, is
an issa bia. That's just the ur over here. That's the havana. That's
the
nukhari. In the Torah? The Torah just says that it's tummy. We're gonna get that. I just want to say, first of all, in the Mishnah Krisis, we only count Nida. I just want to also say that in the Mishnah Makas, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah says, the third parak, Engli and Leukin, gives a whole list of all the Makas men of Torah, the Mishnah counts Haboha Nida. It doesn't say Haboha Zav, Haboha Yeledes. Even though Zav and Yeledes also get Makas. The same thing, because when they get Makas, there is no Lav. The Torah doesn't say by Zav, that is in Leisikra, that not to be Bola. The Torah only says it by Nida. The Torah doesn't say it by Yeledes.
Oh,
okay.
Same
as the Rambam. But in this, it's an interesting locha. In this mitzvah, you have the law of a state by Nida. So like this was asking, what's the lashon sefer mitzvahs? Sefer mitzvahs, if you look, is very, very interesting. And sefer mitzvahs, in the mitzvahs loisus, the Rambam divides them into mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs loisus say. And the mitzvahs loisus say, shimen, mitzvah number shimen vav, 346, the Rambam writes, is yironu shimen lovayah on either base to masa. We were muzah not to be ba'al on either base to masa. So that's the mitzvah of neither. Rambam writes, klo this is yiribiyah. But the mitzvah of Zava and the mitzvah of Yeledes, the Rambam counts the mitzvah Saseh. In mitzvah Saseh number Kavav, 106, in the mitzvah Zava, the Rambam just writes, he should see Vernon Liye Zava Tameya. That we were mitzvah that Zava should be Tameya, and he calls the mitzvah Saseh. And in mitzvah Saseh Kuf, the mitzvah of Yeledes, the Rambam says, he should see Vernon Liye Yeledes Tameya. We were mitzvah that Yeledes should be Tameya. He calls the mitzvah Saseh. The mitzvah say that a yeledes should be tummy, and the mitzvah say that a zava should be tummy. It doesn't say anything in these mitzvahs that is an isuribiyah. The teretz is because there is no mitzvah of isuribiyah of a zava by itself on its own ma'atzma. There is no issa of isuribiyah of a yeledes. The whole issa of isuribiyah of a yeledes and zava is that you're over in pashas achrimais, you're over the lav of nida.
What would that say be?
But you get my point. What I'm trying to say, to me, this is a mitzvah which I don't think we find a dugma like this in any mitzvah of the Torah. That the mitzvah of nida is mischalik or mispashit. It spreads over to two other pashas in the Torah, which these other pashas in the Torah cannot be nida. They're not in the zman to be nida, and it's not the halachas of nida, and they have halacha. But you're over the aveir of nida on these two other pashas. You can clarify a little bit when you get hasra. The din is when you give someone hasra for malchus, someone's about to to do the Avera, and you want to give him a Masor, a warning, you have to be Mas B'Shem Dat Chet, B'Shem Dat Avera. So what do you tell someone when someone's about to be Oiva Zav? Zava, this is Zava. You tell them that if you give him Hasra, don't do this or else you'll be over the lab of Nida. Would that be a good Hasra? You see, the Chayyad way was saying yes. You would think that it's not a good Hasra because he's not being over Nida, he's being over Zava, he's being over Yangad, this whole different Tumah. But the way we're learning, in the Torah said, and that's this Rambam. This Rambam is saying that the whole Makkah, like Abiyana says, Rashi and Chumash also, I'm saying the whole Makkah that a Zava and Anida is Chayav Karas and the Sri Biyah is that the Oiva, this Pasuk and Achim Mois of this Anida. So I think it's more the Gechidish. Now just to explain a little bit more, the Seder, when you have Yemei Nida, when you have Yemei Ziva, we said that the Gemara says, Alach Mashem Sinai, that there's Yudah Alaf Yoyim, Bein Nida L'Nida. There's a Mordei Geram, the Ram Zok, the Perek Vav, Chos Shri Bi Alach Avav, the Ram says that you don't even have to see Dam Nida to have this calendar of Dam Ziva. The Ram says, once the Ish is Kaveh Vest is after three times that she's Kaveh, that she sees Dam, what's every 30 days or every 31 days, or there's, like we know, there's Vesa Chodesh, or she's Kaveh, that she sees Dam every Gimel of the Chodesh, or Yud of the Chodesh, one time at the end of the month, whenever she's Kaveh Vest, from that time on, you can set a calendar for life. You can write a calendar, you just mark off, 7 days are possible to be Nida, and then the next 11 days are possible to be Ziva, the next 7 days could be Nida, the next 11 days could be Ziva, and you just go with the calendar for life, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And even if she doesn't see, during the 7 days, she missed the Yemei Nida, she could become a Zava.
So, three years to start?
The Ram is saying you have to be Kaveh Vest.
The only person that could start is somebody that has a Vest
Kavu. Oh, I'm going to get to that. Without a Vest, you can't. It sounds like from the Ram you can't have Zava. Which is, I'm going to get to that soon. But let's understand the Ram. That's what the Ram is saying. That it goes. That seems to be what I'm saying, that you just have a calendar for life. You have seven, you just look at, and whenever she sees Dam, if she sees in the 7 day period, she's a Nida, and you don't need Shiv in the Kiyim. If she sees in the 11 day period, then she's a Zava, and she does need Shiv in the Kiyim, and it goes on like that for life. Mishayik v'lo vest. You see the Lashon Zara? Mishayik v'lo vest. What does it mean? You have a Lach above? Look at the Lach above. From what? From birth? From birth. Look at the Lach above. You see Kol Yemei Isha? You see that Rambam? Kol Yemei Isha Miyom Sheyik V'Noves. Acha Thomas.
That's from the first three.
Oh, you want to say before she's going to be a vest that goes from birth? And then Vest changed the calendar. I mean, you made a calendar 7-11, 7-11. Then when she was Kaveh Vest, we changed the calendar to start from then 7-11. I tell you, I don't think that I'm saying that, but okay. I'll tell you what I saw in a minute, but first let's go through the Machlokes Rishonim. Again, the Rambam seems to say that you don't need to see Dam Nida to have Yemei Ziva. Just, you go with this calendar, if you go 7-11, 7-11 for life, and during the 7 days, then it will be Dam Nida, and during the 11 days, it will be Dam Ziva. The other Rishonim Machlokes, the other Rishonim say, you have to have Dam Nida, the poil, in order to have Dam Ziva. And there being a lot of rice, some a lot of Gemara's like, the mashma that way, the pretty much muchach that way. But so according to most Rishonim, you would only have Dam Ziva if in a month she saw Dam twice within 17 days. Because until you see Dam, you could go by, let's say, 2-3 months with no Dam, and then the Isha sees Dam, the first time it's always going to be Dam Nida. Then you'll wait 7 days, and then if within 11 days she sees Dam a second time, then it'll be Dam Ziva. So only if you had Dam within 17 days, 7 and 11, then there'll be Dam Ziva. Has to be Bepoil Dam Nida, but not according to Rambam. According to Rambam, you could have month after month Dam Ziva without Dam Nida, if it always hits it in the 11-day period. So it was bothering me a little bit, like what Yitzi's saying, it's Masha from the Rambam, that the whole thing is, I understood the whole thing was started with the vest. Once she used Kaveh a vest, that's when we have this calendar. So what happens when Isha doesn't have a vest? The Gemara says, Rav Nashim have a vest. I think today they say, if I can't, Rav Nashim are not Kaveh a vest. But Isha that has no vest, what happens? She never has dam ziva. She could see within, she could see 1 week, the next week, within 17 days, doesn't make a difference. If there's no vest, there's no dam ziva. That's kasha that I didn't understand the Rambam. So I saw in Chazon Yecheskel from Chaskel Bramsky, on the Tesefta Nida Perek Tes Lachagimel, he seems to shtar on this. And he says like this, he says that before she's kaveh a vest, the Rambam is moed to the Rishonim. That'll be Tony and Ria Mamish. So before she's kaveh a vest, the Rambam also hold that the first time she sees dam, whenever she sees it at random, that'll be dam Nida. And then when she sees it, then you'll go with you'll count 7 days. And if there's another year within the next 11 days, it'll be dam ziva, which is like all the other Rishonim. It will be Tony and actually seeing dam. But once she's kaveh a vest, you stop looking at the dam itself and you just go with a set calendar, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11 for life. That's his pshat. To me, that's maybe even more shver to go say that the Rambam is jumping here. The Rambam says sometimes it's telling an actual riyazdam to be kaveya the yamei ziva, and sometimes it just goes by a second calendar. It's also shver. Another kasha I had was the Rambam here is saying that miyom shiikvul l'vest, definitely you'll agree to this, that miyom shiikvul l'vest, the yamei ziva will be telling in the vest. So my kasha was the Gemara Nida of Tesvav in other places has machoikas vestes the rice or vestes the rabbanon. And what's the nafkamina is a whole sugi for itself. We can't go into it right now. I'll just give you one maramakam if you want to look it up. The Chassam Seif in the Tshuvas and Mekuf Membeis, the Vyamaskum Miyu, he explains it. But the Rambam paskins that vestes is the rabbanon. This that we consider a vest, which seems to be a chazaka, after 3 times she's kaveh a vest. We pass in Zolim Midrabanan. For whatever reason, the Mufashim speak about it, the Chaim speak about it, this Chazakah is not a real Chazakah, and Vest is not the Raisa, according to Halacha. We pass in Vest to Rabanan. So if the Ram Paskins, the Vest is only the Rabanan, how could the Vest be Keveya, the Amaziva, the Raisa? How can Ram say, but once she's Keveya Vest, then we have a set calendar to know when there's Amaziva, may need it? But the whole Vest is. That's a vest? 1 year is a vest?
Yeah, that's what he says. Ketzer, you should vest, which means you have to lay it. And then 11, and 7, 11, and 7, 11 for life. It's a different thing. It's not out the chshach that maybe she's going to see later on. There's no such thing. 7, 11 for life from the first time that she sees.
Uh-huh. And you don't even need three. The Ram doesn't mean 3 times. It means one time.
The
Shekavon of vest? Mashiachvon Abest is not clear, doesn't mean the Kavias of Vest?
Is this the first time that the Ram talks about Vest? Where does the Ram talk about Vest? After Shishi or before Shishi?
Where the Ram says that the Ram Paskin that Vest is Darbonon? It's in Perches, I don't think you have it there. Perches, the Chesvi B, Elohi Yidalit, and Pergim, the Chesmishka of Moshe, Elohi Tess. There's 2 places the Ram says that Vest, this is Darbonon, with the Vayim.
So what does it mean, those words? What does those words mean?
I thought after Kviyas Vest.
Then he said,
Oikishos Vest. Well, that would sound like a Pascha Bramsky. I have to see this inside again. That would sound like a Pascha Bramsky, that before you Kviyas Vest, it goes by Riyah. And after you Kviyas Vest, it goes by Kviyas Vest. Okay, maybe.
Then it's after later. After later, because during the later you have a whole mishmash of Tam later, what's going to the next rear, that's considered Shas Vest, and that's Tam Tchil. So it starts again. The cycle starts again, 7-11, 7-11.
Okay, so the way you're saying that I'm sheik from the vest means one, it's not a vest, it's one rear, and then it's not shvel, even it's not the Indian vest, the rice, the banan. It's just one, when you go have the first 3 year, then you have the set calendar, with rear, without rear.
No, unless you have a right.
Okay, if you learn that way, then you're right. But if you learn what the Ram means, if it's Shikla Vest, means to be Kaveh Vest, then I'm asking this Kasha. The Ram doesn't hold that the Vest is the Raisa. So why should Kviyas Vest affect the Raisa when the Meziv is? So I have Shikla Teres from not so close to me myself, so I don't want to really go into it. But if you look in the Pesach Yitshuva, your day, it's in Mekuf Peidal, and Sifran Gimel. I focus over with Rabbi Anderson on Shabbos a little bit. But what he brings down from the Behud of Chassam Sefer, maybe we can answer this Kasha. Okay, the. Another nafkamina between Nida and Azava is Kabonis, we mentioned before. In the Torah, Nida just goes to Mikvah, Tavelis, there's no carbon. Azava, if she sees Dam, in the Yemei Ziva, and she's a Zava Gedolim, if she sees three times in the Yemei Ziva, she has to bring a carbon also. The Torah says, then the Pasha Mitzvah, she brings Shtei Toim Shnei Bnei Yoina, one of them is a Chatas, one of them is an Oyla. And this is, I think, one of the main reasons it's so important to know if she's a Nida or a Zava. Stamza, you could be Machmen, that's the way we do it today. On every year, we don't want to keep Cheshbin. It's very complicated. The Gemara says it's complicated. The Rambam calls it Tereich Gadol. It's very difficult. Yesh Min Hayom. Pam Rabbi Sivir Ngadei Safik. That's the Rambam Pekid Alam. For the Chos Rivi Halacha Beis. He says many times people make mistakes. And therefore, today we're machmir that on every year we treat it like with the chumas of both. Whether it's neither of them, we don't keep cheshbon. And we always have Shivan Nekiyim today. But times of the Gemara, it was Bizman Abayis. It was very important to keep cheshbon because he had enough to bring a carbon. And you cannot bring a carbon misafik. If in case it was Yemei Nida and it wasn't Yemei Ziva, you couldn't bring a carbon just in case. You can't do that because that would be Cholom Bazar. So therefore, in times of Gemara, they had to go, always keep this cheshbon to know if it was Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva, either like the Rambam or like the other Yishenim. But today, again, we're Machmen on. This Zechariah is included in the famous member of Reb Zeira. There's a member of Reb Zeira in Brochus of Lamadalam, from Lamadalam, from Reb Zeira. But Nais Yisroch, Miro Asman, Shafinu Roy, Stiba Stam Kachardu, Yeshu Sanga, Shivin Nekiyim. That, but Nais Yisroch, Machmen to always be Yeshu Shivin Nekiyim. There's different pshatim in this Gemara, exactly what the Chumr is. The Mepharshim of Ramadayak, on exactly what the Chumr is. Akoponim, one of the Chumrs here seems to be this Chumr. That today, we always keep Shivan Nekiyim. Even and we don't keep a cheshbon, even if it's Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, we don't keep a cheshbon. We always machmir to the Shivan Nekiyim. It's interesting metziah in the Rambam in Sefer Ava, after Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam prints a whole siddur. The Rambam prints a whole nusach of the Tefillah for the whole year, all the nuschos of Tefillah. And the Rambam starts off with Bechas Hashacha and Bechas Hamitzvahs. And after Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, we say the Mishnah of Engel Dram Sheng Am Shia, the Mishnah in Peya that we say. And then the Rambam says, we say this memorum of Reb Zeira. That B'nai Sisroch, Miyo Asman, Shafinu Reis, Tibus Dam Kechadol, Yesh Sung HaShiv in the Kiyam. The Rambam says, every day in davening, after Birchas HaTorah, after you say the Psukim, Birchas Koyinim, and the Mishnah of Engel Dram Sheng Am Shia, you say this memorum. I don't think it's in any of our Nitzchoyes. I know it's not in Nusach Ashkenaz. I've actually picked up a Nusach Sfad Siddur in my life, and it's not there either. I don't think it's in Nusach Hadas Mizrach either. Right, Nusach Ari, Nusach Abad. I don't think any of the Nusachos have it, but it's a Murdik Nusach in the Rambam Siddur. I don't think it's in Nusach Agar either, by the way. I've seen that also, Isha Yisrael. But Siddur Isha Yisrael. But the Rambam says, we say this memra. Why this memra? From Alam, we say we want to say after Birchas HaTorah, we want to say some Torah. So we want to say if you psukim or Birchas Koinim, we want to say a Mishnah. We say the Mishnah of the Verm. So the Rambam felt we should say it's a memor from Gemara also. But why this memor from every other memor? I saw in Sefer Shir Shev the Levi speaks about it. So but just as a yedia, this is the Nusach of the Rambam in davening every day. The Gemara, even though the Gemara says that Nisach Miru Atzman, it sounds like a Chumrah, but you should know the Gemara calls it Halacha Psuka. It became already Halacha Psuka, that today we're Machmir, it's considered not just a Chumrah, a Minig, it's a Halacha, that we're Machmir on every Riyad to treat it with Shivan Nekiyim. One more Halacha in...
Before this,
we keep a cheshbon. You have to know if it's Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva. If it's Yemei Nida, you don't do Shivan Nekiyim. If it's Yemei Ziva, you do. And you have to keep the cheshbon, like we said, especially for kabbalas.
It's the main time. It's not the chumrah. That's partial. It's not like a
chumrah and shia. Oh, they talk about that. Well, it sounds like it's a chumrah and shia.
Right.
So maybe the chumrah and shia, I would think, is one re'iyah. Tibas tam kachadu means one, even though it's one re'iyah, you're already keeping Shivan Nekiyim, which is manoshech. If it's Yemei Nida, you don't need Shivan Nekiyim. If it's Yemei Ziva and it was one re'iyah, it's a zav ketana. You should only need 2 days. I think it's the chumrah. They talk about kachadol. What's the point of kachadol? That the machmir on the mara of yellow kachadol zecher mustard zecher yellow color zecher that.
It's the size.
What? Tipa kachadol. You thought it was the size.
I thought it was the size.
Tipa kachadol. The same. So saying two. So two. Tipa is already a size, and tipa kachadol. I hear it does sound like that. Tipa kachadol. You're right. But I think they actually say. Okay. Okay, but they talk about what the chumras are here. They talk about, but it seems to be the main chumra of Reb Zeira is this chumra. There was a chumrah of Rebbe before Rebbe Zeira. The Rebbe, there was Masad Mishnais from the last Tanoim. There's a different chumrah, but this is the chumrah we have today. Okay, now another halacha in Hilchos Nida and Zava is, like we said before, the Chayav Karis. It's went out from Nida. It's all beged the Nida, and it's Chayav Karis. That would be, and B'shoigig, it's Chayav Achatas. Tabor Nida or Zava is Chayav Achatas. B'shoigig would mean that it's Nelam, he forgets that either he forgets the whole Pasha of Nida, somehow he forgets there's a whole Pasha of Nida in the Torah, or he forgets that this Ish is a Nida. This Ish is a Nida. The halacha is, the Gemara says, increases Afid Zayin in other places, that if you bore al Nida behelim echad, with one forgetting, even if you bore like kama pa'amim, you only bring one kama chatas. Since it's all one halam, it's similar to Hilchos Shabbos, the beginning of Klal Gadol that I learned recently, if a person forgets his Shabbos, one halam and he does many malachas, he only brings one kama chatas, because it goes by how many forgettings there were. But one thing that's machalik in Tetucha Tois would be gufim machalakim. If he gets the whole Pasha Nidin Torah and he's bought on two Nashim which are Nidus, then already he'd be Tetucha Tois, because since it's two gufim, each one is Kaveh Achatas for itself. Another thing that's machalik in Tois is Yomim Bintayim. If there's any Zman Hetta in between, then he'd bring Tetucha Tois. For example, if a person forgets the Halach of Shabbos and Gansin in the Torah, and then there's Yomim Bintayim, there's Mechol in between, then even though it's one halama, he doesn't remember, but he's over malach on one Shabbos, and the second Shabbos, Yom Bintayim, he will bring two chatoyas. And the same thing by Nida. If a person forgets the Pasha of Nida in Torah and Gansen, and he's Baal Ish and Nida, and then she's Mataya, so there's Yumei Hetta, and then she sees again Dam, and she becomes Nida again, he's Baal a second time, the fact that there was Yom Bintayim, there's a Zman Hetta in between, that is Machalik to bring two chatoyas. And the Milchus Chinuch, Mitzvah Zayin, Eischas, he clears, what about if there's a Zman Hetta Bintayin, the Zman Hetta in between Mideraisa, but it's Asa Midorbanan. But it was Asa Midorbanan. Is that called the Zman Hetta to be Machal between them? What's the case? He brings the Vedas on the case. He brings the Gemara in Nidah of Samach Zayin. And the Gemara says that Samach Zayin obeys the Mikadin, a Zova that has to wait Shivan Nekiyim, on the seventh day of Shivan Nekiyim, you don't have to wait the whole day. On the seventh day of Shivan Nekiyim, it's enough mixes Yom Kekulai. Mixes Yom Kekulai, she could be Tevelas, and then she's Mutta. But the halacha is, if later in the day, and it's still Yom Shvi, she sees, that'll be Soysa the whole 7 days. The halacha is, with Shivan Nekiyim, if you see Dam, you have to count the whole start all over. So here you have a Meridak halacha. You have a halacha, the Midaraisa, in the morning, once you have Mixiyam Kekulai, she's Mutta. But in case she sees afterwards, it'll still be Soysa, the whole Shivan Nekiyim, and you have to count again Shivan Nekiyim. So what happens in Mafreya? I was talking to the Rebbe about this morning. I thought it wasn't so poshut. Lamaisa, that's the halacha. She's Mutta for Azman, and then afterwards it's Soysa Minyana. So Chazal came along, the Gemara says over there, Chazal went and they asked Midrabonan not to be toivel, some say not to be toivel, some say not to be Meshamish in the morning based on Mixim Kekuloi, because Shematir Vetista, because maybe she'll see after that and be Soysel Hoshev in the Kiyim. So it comes out, this is a case where you had a Heta, what if a person was Baal Nida? Zava, actually it's a Zava over here, it's Baal Zava. And at the end of Shiv in the Kiyim, the seventh day, after Mixim Kekuloi, she was Mutta. And then she went and saw again, and then he was Baala a second time. And it was all one halama. But you had that Zman Hetta in between. You did have a time where Midaraisa she was Mutta. So the Milchus Chinuch says, is that Machalik in the two Chatoyas or not? So Poshet, his Shaila is, how do you look at the Lamafreya? This that it's Soysa Lamafreya, is that take off the whole Hetta that really never was a Hetta? Once she saw it the second time, it's maybe it's Soysa Minyan, so there never really was a Zman Hetta. That's why it's not machalik for two chatoyas. Or do you say, no, there was a Zman Hetta, so it's machalik chatoyas, it's just now it's Soysa Lamafreya. So the Milchus Chinuch says, it's mistabra that it is a Zman Hetta to be machalik chatoyas. He says, Mesvara, since the mice of a poil was a Zman Hetta, that's enough to be machalik two chatoyas. But then he wants to say, Svara, that even if you would consider this as Zman Hetta in between to be Mechal Chatoyos, but since Chazal asked it midrabanan, it will not be Mechal for Chatoyos. It's all considered one straight Issa. That's Mechasan Svara. Let's see, yeah. His Lashon is, Kevin the Chum, Osu, Nasa, Skein, Loi Havi Hetta Bintayim. It's not considered Hetta Bintayim. So this mechasan echnu is a pella. Why should, and this is the bonan, affect the chatoyis deraisa? If you're saying, if you hold mesvar that this is called as man hetem b'tayang, or ma'isi, there was as man hetem between, yetem yusim kikungay. So, and that's enough to mechak, and shumachay tu chatoyis. Why should what chazal came along with the bonan affect that? How could the bonan be affected deraisa? So it's thinking. So that's what I was thinking. You could clear what is the svar taka? Why het the bentayim is machachak tayis? Poshup shat, the reason why het the bentayim is machachak tayis is because it makes into two avayers, two separate avayers. It was asa now and it's asa then. You can't consider these. It's similar to gufa mechalakim. But gufa mechalakim, you don't say you bring one chatas because of one halama. It's for gufa mechalakim. It's separate avayers. Here also is man het the bentayim. Moshul by yomim shem bentayim of Shabbos for sure. You could say it's two separate Shabbosis. That's why you bring two chatayis. But I was thinking maybe you can learn a little bit different. Maybe you can learn that the vat of het the bentayim is a vat is in the halama. It takes away the halama. It breaks the halama into two halamas. Because the ik kaviyah of chatoyis is the halamas. You see this kaseid in sugis in the beginning of Chag Gadol. It's the halamas that makes the chatoyis. You have two halamas, you have the idea bentayim, you bring two chatoyis. If it's all one halama, all one forgetting, you bring one chatas. So maybe you can say a svar that when you have a zman hetta, that's not called a halama. Even though you think it's one long halama, that person forgot Shabbos entirely for 3 weeks. But a halama is only halama when it's nageya, there's nafkamina. On Shabbos itself, a halama is halama. You forgot Shabbos, nageya, because you do malacha. But you may choyel to say that you forgot Shabbos, that's not forgetting Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. But zman hetta, that's not a halama. The same thing by Anida. On this Isha, Bizman she's Mutta, and you forgot the Pasha, you forgot the Issa Anida, that's not forgetting, because she's not Asa. That's not Halam has to be on an Issa. As a Meila came and said, maybe that's Mechaschen Asvar, that even if you have an Issa to Rabbonon, it's enough to Shafa Halama, that the Mamshach the Halama. Halama is Halama. I am forgetting something. I'm forgetting Binagay, this is Rabbonon. The Halama has enough Kamina. The Halama has enough Kamina, Binagay, Rabbonon. As a Meila, maybe that's the Svar Mechaschen that. Since there's an Issa Rabbanan, that's why it's all called one halama and it's not mafsik in between. The Zandahem to look in the Aruch Shulchan Asid is the Aruch Shulchan, besides making his Haftag Sefer and Halachal Maisan, Kamat Gans Abachag Shulchan Aruch, he also made 8 halakim Aruch Shulchan Asid on Zoyim Tyrus and Kodshim. And I looked in Kodshim, Simon Rashid Gimel, Sif. Yidbeis, we talked about these halachas of hefsek zman between to be mechal for chatoyis, and he doesn't mean that in schakira. What about the hefsek zman, which would be mut the medereis, but also medarbonim? So she took and he doesn't snap mechir either way. He doesn't mean that the hashayla. Doesn't mention this mechal schenech, but it's the santa shayla. Okay, I just want to give a mar mekaymis on some chuski vegan in yanei nida. It's in madur kama someone in vav samach halaf. Samach Bey, Samach Gimel, and Chesem Pialaf, the 7 very Choshev Tshuvas. You can look in the B'yeh Chizabegev. And I hope one of the future weeks we're going to go through also a little more the Sugi B'yeledis, and there's a Tshuvas Kiveg on that Simon Yin Tes, and the meaning of why we don't have Yimei Toya B'yeledis today. Is on Nenu.